and K25-8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. 30 to 50% chance for rain, maybe some thunderstorms before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Later today, partly sunny, high near 80. It's cloudy and 60 in Lawrence.
Good morning. Russia says sanctions.
I'm Carrie Sheridan in Tampa.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are down by about 16 points. You're listening to NPR.
Good morning. For KPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Parts of southern and central Kansas were battered by severe storms last night, storms that included large hail and heavy rains. KSN reports that tennis ball-sized hail pummeled Mineola in Clark County and baseball-sized hail fell in Comanche County. Earlier in the day, Stafford and Saline counties were also hit with large hail and torrential rainfall. Flooding has become a problem at the state fair in Hutchinson. Fair officials have closed all parking lots on the fairgrounds and will be running a shuttle service today. The fair runs through Sunday. KWCH-TV reports that parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall on Monday, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Perhaps the hardest-hit community was Prescott, a town in Ottawa County. Rising water there stranded some people inside their homes. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly in a dispute over food assistance data. A federal agency has requested information from Kansas and other states about recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. Kelly's administration has refused to release the government data, citing privacy concerns. Now, Kobach is asking a state judge to force Kelly's administration to turn over the information. In a press conference yesterday, Kobach said withholding the information violates both federal and state law.
It was set up this way to ensure that there's not fraud and abuse in this massive welfare program which the federal government created and the states administer.
Kelly's administration says the state could risk legal liability for sharing the data with the feds. An organization that preserves Kansas and Missouri history by supporting rural museums and Civil War sites has finally received its federal funding after 6 months of waiting. Johnny Slaughterbach of Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area says the $500,000 of funding was already allocated to the organization, but the Trump administration set it aside for review. It was finally released this month, just weeks before the end of the fiscal year, when it would have expired. Slaughterbach says it's unclear why it was withheld, and the waiting put the organization in a precarious position.
We're unsure whether or not we'd be able to operate much longer beyond January of next year.
He says federal lawmakers from Missouri and Kansas helped secure the funding, and they're trying to ensure it is not withheld in the future. Well, the first World Cup ticket sales will begin this week for soccer fans in Kansas City and worldwide. Between September 10th and the 19th, Visa card holders can enter a lottery for a chance to buy tickets starting October 1st. The forecast for the KPR listening area includes a 30 to 50% chance of rain, possibly storms, before 1 p.m. Partly sunny later today. We'll have a high near 80 degrees.
It's morning.
Broadcasting in full spectrum stereo and in Technicolor where available. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Well, Jayhawks, the scoreboard might not have gone our way last Saturday on the field, but in the Radio Rivals fundraiser, KPR came out on top. Thanks to your generous contributions, Kansas Public Radio beat out the public radio station in Columbia, KBIA, showing the Tigers who really rules the airwaves. From all of us here at KPR, thank you for your support, your spirit, and your love of public radio. This win belongs to you. Rock chalk and radio rocks.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We'll have another news update in less than 10 minutes. Right now, with cloudy skies, it's 60 degrees here in Lawrence. We have about a 30 to 50% chance for showers and storms before 1 o'clock this afternoon. At some point later today, it should be partly sunny and we'll have a high of 80 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 87, Thursday, 91, Friday, sunny and 94 degrees. Whew. This is KPR. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station,
NPR News.
You'll hear that story and a whole lot more when you join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
As much as a 50% chance for showers in the forecast for us today. Rain before 1 p.m. A high near 80 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Severe storms packing tennis ball-size hail and heavy rains pummeled parts of southern and central Kansas last night. Flooding became a real problem yesterday at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, where officials closed all the parking lots on the fairgrounds. They'll be running a shuttle service today. The State Fair runs through Sunday. KWCH-TV reports that parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall on Monday, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area finally received $500,000 of federal funding that had been withheld for 6 months. As Dylan Lyson reports, the organization preserves Kansas and Missouri history by supporting rural museums and Civil War sites.
Funding to the organization was already allocated, but the Trump administration set it aside for review. It was finally released this month, just weeks before the end of the fiscal year when the funding would have expired. Johnny Slaughterbach of Freedom's Frontier says the wait hurt planning efforts for the 2026 World Cup and the 250th anniversary of the nation's founding next year.
We had hoped to spend this last 6 months to prepare and host that influx of people.
He says federal lawmakers from Missouri and Kansas helped secure the funding and are trying to ensure that it is not withheld in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The first World Cup ticket sales will begin this week for soccer fans in Kansas City and worldwide.
Between September 10th and 19th, Visa cardholders can enter a lottery for the chance to buy tickets starting October 1st. They'll be able to buy for all 104 World Cup matches, including the 6 at Arrowhead Stadium. Team matchups will be announced in December. Prices will start at $60 for group stage games and rise for later matches. And many outlets, including ESPN, report that FIFA will use dynamic pricing, meaning ticket costs could fluctuate over time. Additional lotteries are also planned, and exclusive hospitality packages are already available. I'm Hallie Jackson.
And in Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Guardians clobbered the Royals 10-2 yesterday.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
This is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday morning, September 9th. Our forecast includes a decent chance for rain, possibly thunderstorms, before 1 o'clock this afternoon. And depending on where you are in the vast KPR empire, this is a 30 to 50% chance of showers and maybe storms before 1 o'clock today. Later today, a partly sunny sky is expected. We'll have a high near 80 degrees, and it will only get warmer after today. Tomorrow, we'll have sunshine, a high of 87. Thursday's high, 91. On Friday, a high near 94 degrees. Here in Lawrence, cloudy skies. We're expecting a shower this morning. It's 60 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
This is Bill Curtis, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at publicradio.org under the Shop tab.
Good morning, I'm Amy Martinez. Orabelle Sherman was born in 1917. She would be the last daughter born in the Sherman family for the next century. Generations of Shermans only had sons, but 108 years later, the street a girl dad is all about. It's Morning Edition.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Perhaps you've heard us talk about the radio rivalry we've had with KBIA Radio in Columbia, Missouri. Well, we outraised the station in Columbia, and this morning at 7:19, KBIA Radio, as the loser, will be offering a concession speech and playing our state song, Home on the Range. So we lost the football game, but we won the radio rivalry.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Martinez. Today we're announcing the best student podcasts in America as part of NPR's annual Student Podcast Challenge. Our judges review thousands of submissions. NPR's Janet Ujong Lee brings us standouts from
at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
Well, our forecast for today, for this morning, includes cloudy skies and a decent chance of rain. About a 30 to 50% chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Later today, a partly sunny sky for most of us and a high of 80 degrees. Here in Lawrence, we're expecting a shower this morning. It's cloudy and 60 degrees. Topeka expecting heavy rain in the next hour, 61 degrees in the capital city. Manhattan expecting a little rain, 61 degrees there. In Chanute this morning, it's mostly clear at 59. And in Emporia, mostly cloudy, 60 degrees. Again, we'll have a high near 80 later today, and it will just get warmer from there. Tomorrow, sunny and 87. Thursday, sunny and 91. And on Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 94 degrees. Stick around for an update of news headlines just 9 minutes away here on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at Kansas Tree
Care. 7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies and sure looks like rain here in Lawrence. Later today, partly sunny, we'll have a high near 80. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. The Supreme Court said...
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Parts of southern and central Kansas were battered by severe storms last night, storms that included large hail and heavy rains. KSN reports that tennis ball-sized hail pummeled Mineola in Clark County and baseball-sized hail fell in Comanche County. Earlier in the day, Stafford and Saline counties were hit with large hail and torrential rains. Flooding became a major concern at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson in Reno County. In fact, fair officials have closed all the parking lots on the fairgrounds. They'll be running a shuttle service today and likely tomorrow. The state fair runs through Sunday. KWCH-TV reports that parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall yesterday, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Heavy rains caused flooding in some places. Ottawa County was especially hard hit. In the town of Prescott, rising water stranded some people inside their homes. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly in a dispute over food assistance data. A federal agency has been requesting information from the state of Kansas and other states about recipients of SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. Kelly's administration has refused to comply, citing privacy concerns, and now the attorney general's asking a state judge to force Kelly's administration to turn over the data. In a press conference yesterday, Kobach said withholding the information violates both state and federal law.
It was set up this way to ensure that there's not fraud and abuse in this massive welfare program which the federal government created and the states administer.
Kelly's administration says the state could risk legal liability for sharing such data. Well, a small airplane was trying to land in Benton, Kansas over the weekend when it clipped the roof of a car. The plane flipped upside down after landing short of the runway at Stearman Field late Sunday afternoon. But both the pilot of the plane and the driver of the car that was clipped walked away from the incident. Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area finally received $500,000 of federal funding that had been withheld for 6 months. As Dylan Lyson reports, the organization preserves Kansas and Missouri history by supporting rural museums and Civil War sites.
Funding to the organization was already allocated, but the Trump administration set it aside for review. It was finally released this month, just weeks before the end of the fiscal year when the funding would have expired. Johnny Slaughterbach of Freedom's Frontier says the wait hurt planning efforts for the 2026 World Cup and the 250th anniversary of the nation's founding next year.
That's Dylan Lyson reporting from the Kansas News Service. In sports, the Cleveland Guardians got the best of the Kansas City Royals 10-2 yesterday at Progressive Field. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We have an updated forecast. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm before 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then a slight chance for rain between 1 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have a high near 80. It sure looks like it wants to rain here in Lawrence. We have cloudy skies. I've even heard a rumble of thunder. Topeka expecting rain in the next hour, 61 degrees in the capital city, cloudy and soon to be rainy in Manhattan where it's 61. Junction City with an isolated thunderstorm and 61 degrees. Chanute is now cloudy, 59, and in Emporia, mostly cloudy and 60 degrees. Once again, a pretty decent chance for showers and storms before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Today we'll have a high of 80, and it will only get warmer from here. Tomorrow's high, 87. Thursday, 91. Friday, 94 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Well, here's something you should know about. Award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis is getting ready to release his latest book. It's called Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. We'll be celebrating that book release with Bill Curtis on Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in Lawrence. And you can be there too. Tickets are available from the KPR website. Just visit kansaspublicradio.org and look under the Shop tab. And we will see you and Bill Curtis on Thursday, September 18th.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
This is Morning Edition on KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered hits the air at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Join your host, Laura Lorson. She'll be with you from 3 to 7 today on KPR. Cloudy skies, about a 50% chance for showers and storms before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Should be partly sunny later today. We'll have a high of 80 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Joni Wickham moderates Transformational Leadership, Exhausting and Exhilarating, a discussion with former KC Mayor Sly James, September 10th. More at doleinstitute.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Perhaps you heard of our radio rivalry, the contest between KPR in Lawrence and KBIA Radio in Columbia, Missouri, home of the dreaded Tigers. Well, just moments ago on KBIA Radio, this was put on the air.
And it's KBIA 91.3 FM. Good morning, 7:18 now with KBIA. Well, you heard his talk over the last few days about a competition, a friendly competition we had going on. Of course, Mizzou and Kansas played football this past weekend, and we all know how that turned out. But we also had a competition with our colleagues at Kansas Public Radio, a contest to see who could raise the most money in contributions over that few day span, with the winner having the losing station run that state's state song on their airwaves. And so in the interest of good sportsmanship and paying off our bets, here it is. Again, we want to congratulate our colleagues at KPR. Thanks to everybody who contributed to KBIA. It's Morning Edition. For
NPR, it is Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks to our radio rivals at KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, for not welching on our bet. In case you're curious about the fundraising competition we had, KPR scored a total of 272 points from 191 total donations, 81 of which were from new donors. So if you contributed to KPR or even KBIA during this radio rivalry, we say thanks for keeping public radio in business.
this month's KPR Community Spotlights on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
We have a 30 to 50% chance of rain, maybe some thunderstorms, before 1 o'clock this afternoon. A high near 80 is expected. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 87. Thursday, a high of 91. And on Friday, a high near 94 degrees. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Showers and thunderstorms moving across the northeastern portion of Kansas right now. We have a continued chance of showers and storms between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon. Later today, a high of 80. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 87 degrees. Coming up in about 6 minutes or so, we'll have business news on the Marketplace Morning Report. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up later this morning on KPR One, it's the Classics with Cordelia Brown. And this morning, she'll be bringing us a classical guitar piece from when? 1627. Is that a typo? I'll ask Cordy when she gets in. Anyhow, classical guitar piece from a long time ago, also a lively Mozart overture, and something called Fujin's Dream, scored for flute, viola, and harp, featuring the local group Trio Lawrence from their new album. And if you're listening to KPR2, we'll bring you the BBC News.
The Manson family trials, Muhammad Ali, and the 1966 Topeka tornado. I'm Bill Curtis, and these are just a few moments from my time in journalism, told in my new book, Whirlwind. My life reporting the news. Join me for the book's debut on September 18th.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Business news is coming up next on Morning Edition, and in 10 minutes we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Well, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. You can find more information at prairiepaws.org. You can also read about Prairie Paws Animal Shelter on the KPR website, because that organization is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn, September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org.
We've been predicting rain this morning, and we're getting some of it here in Lawrence at the moment. Cloudy, wet, and 61 degrees at the KPR studios. Topeka, cloudy and rainy as well, 62. Manhattan, wet and 63. In Junction City, it's mostly cloudy and 62. Chanute, mostly cloudy and 60. And in Emporia, mostly cloudy. Rain is expected in Emporia this morning. It is 60 degrees there. Later today, the sun could poke its head out. We'll have a high near 80 degrees today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 87 degrees. It's just about 8 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ, Chanute. cloudy and rainy weather for those of us in eastern Kansas this morning, at least northeast and east central Kansas, as a series of showers and storms are moving into the greater Kansas City area. We'll have a high near 80 degrees today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 87. It is 8 o'clock, time for this news update from NPR and KPR.
Good morning. Russia says sanctions won't change the course of its war.
Fighters. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian civilians will be forced to move again. There is no safe area to go in Gaza. You're listening to NPR.
This is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. Parts of southern and central Kansas were battered by severe storms Monday night, storms that included large hail and heavy rains. KSN reports that tennis ball-sized hail pummeled Mineola in Clark County, and baseball-sized hail fell in Comanche County. Earlier in the day, Stafford and Saline counties were also hit with large hail and torrential rainfall. Flooding became a problem at the State Fair in Hutchinson. Fair officials have closed all of the parking lots on the fairgrounds, and they'll be running a shuttle service today and likely tomorrow. The fair runs through Sunday. KWCH-TV reports that parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall Monday, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Heavy rains caused flooding in various places. Ottawa County was especially hard hit. In the town of Prescott, rising water stranded people in their homes. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly in a dispute over food assistance data. A federal agency has requested that information from the state of Kansas and other states about recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. Kelly's administration has so far refused to release that data, citing privacy concerns. But now the attorney general's asking a state judge to force the Kelly administration to turn over the information. In a press conference yesterday, Kobach said withholding the information violates federal and state law.
It was set up this way to ensure that there's not a federal government created and the states administer.
Kelly's administration says the state could risk legal liability for disclosing the data to the feds. Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area has finally received $500,000 in federal funding that had been withheld for 6 months. As Dylan Lyson reports, the organization preserves Kansas and Missouri history by supporting rural museums and Civil War sites.
Funding to the organization was already allocated, but the Trump administration set it aside for review. It was finally released this month.
Had hoped to
trying to ensure that it is not withheld in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
In Major League Baseball, the Guardians got the best of the Royals 10-2 yesterday at Progressive Field.
For NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors,
deals at lawrenceartguild.org.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Showers and thunderstorms moving across the eastern third of Kansas, mostly northeast and east central Kansas, and into the Kansas City area and portions of western Missouri. Once the rain and potentially thunderstorms move out of our area, we'll be left with a mixture of clouds and sunshine, a high of 80 this afternoon. Warmer weather tomorrow with a mostly sunny sky on Wednesday will hit a high of 87. On Thursday, a high of 91. Friday, a high near 94 degrees.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Later this morning on KPR One, our classical friend Cordelia Brown will bring us a classical guitar piece from 1627, if you can believe it. She'll also have a lively Mozart overture and something called Fujin's Dream, scored for flute, viola, and harp, featuring the local group Trio Lawrence from their new album. It's the classics from 9 to noon this morning on KPR1. If you're listening to KPR2, we'll bring you news from the BBC at 9 o'clock. Right now at the University of Kansas, cloudy, wet, 62 degrees. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR.
Next, All Things Considered from NPR News.
You'll hear that story and much more when you join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Well, according to the latest radar, the city of Manhattan and Riley County in general is getting hit pretty hard by heavy rainfall at this hour. Showers and thunderstorms will likely be with us in northeast and east central Kansas until about this afternoon. Later today, we'll have a high near 80 degrees. It's 8:30.
Live
gray zone of total uncertainty. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Thunderstorms packing tennis ball size hail and heavy rains pummeled parts of southern, central, and western Kansas last night. Flooding became a real problem at the state fair in Hutchinson, where officials have closed all parking lots on the fairgrounds. Fair officials say they'll be running a shuttle service today and likely tomorrow as well. The state fair runs through Sunday. KWCH-TV reports that parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall Monday, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches west of Salina. The first World Cup ticket sales will begin this week for soccer fans in Kansas City and around the world. Hallie Jackson has more in this report.
Between September 10th and 19th, Visa cardholders can enter a lottery for the chance to buy tickets starting October 1st. They'll be able to buy for all 104 World Cup matches, including the 6 at Arrowhead Stadium. Team matchups will be announced in December. Prices will start at $60 for group stage games and rise for later matches. And many outlets, including ESPN, report that FIFA will use dynamic pricing, meaning ticket costs could fluctuate over time. Additional lotteries are also planned, and exclusive hospitality packages are already available. I'm Hallie Jackson.
And this is KPR News.
Information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Showers and thunderstorms expected between now and early this afternoon. It will warm up to around 80 degrees today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 87. Right now, cloudy skies, wet weather in Lawrence and Topeka, and in Manhattan, heavy rain continues to fall. It's 64 degrees in Manhattan. Junction City fending off an isolated thunderstorm right now. Emporia expects heavy rain within the next hour. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Donate your vehicle.
Don't set money on fire. Donate your car to KPR. Get more details on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Showers and thunderstorms continue to move across northeast and east central Kansas this morning with heavy rainfall in the Manhattan area and in Emporia as well. These storms are moving, or rather these showers are moving rather slowly toward the south and southeast. We do have an ongoing chance for showers and storms before 1 o'clock this afternoon. By late today, it should be partly sunny. We'll have a high near 80. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 87. Thursday, sunny and 91. And on Friday, mostly sunshine, 94 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
This is Bill Curtis, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Name your price tool so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is NPR News.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Later this morning on KPR One, we're going to hear something called Fujin's Dream, scored for flute, viola, and harp, and it features the local group Trio Lawrence from their new album. Be listening for Fujin's Dream sometime between 9 and noon. We'll also take in a lively Mozart overture, and our classical friend Cordelia Brown is bragging about a classical guitar piece that she claims is from 1627. We'll hear that as well this morning between 9 and noon. Over on KPR2, we'll bring you the BBC News Hour beginning at 9 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
We've been keeping an eye on the radar this morning. Many of us living in northeastern Kansas will get wet this morning. In fact, Topeka is getting ready for some rain, another round of rain. Manhattan expecting rain, Junction City as well, Emporia, all of us with cloudy skies this morning. Here in Lawrence, it is 63 degrees, Topeka 63, Manhattan 65, Junction City 64, Chanute cloudy and 63, and in Emporia, cloudy, wet, 63 degrees. We'll have a high today of 80, and it will just get warmer from here. Tomorrow's high, 87, Thursday, 91, Friday, 94, hot degrees.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
It's a minute before 9 o'clock. The latest news from National Public Radio is coming up. So, too, is Cordelia Brown and a morning filled with the classics.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Various portions of our listening area getting some heavy rainfall at the moment, including the greater Manhattan area. We do have a chance for showers and even thunderstorms between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon. It is cloudy and wet in Lawrence, 64 degrees. Cloudy and wet in Topeka, 63. Manhattan, rainy in 66. Junction City with rain, 65. Emporia expecting heavy rain within the next hour at 64 degrees in Emporia. Later today, the sun could peek its head out from the clouds. We'll have a partly sunny sky by later today, a high of 80 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny all day long, high of 87. Thursday, a high of 91. Friday, a high near 94 degrees. Stick around for the news and the music. That's coming up next on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Israel says it